This is VOA News Remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. The United States said Thursday it was considering targeted sanctions against those funneling financial support to the military in Myanmar as generals there tighten their grip on social media after launching a coup this week. Washington has led international condemnation of Monday's actions, which saw civilian leaders, including Aung San Suu Kyi, detained and ignited fears the military will drag 54 million citizens back to the decades of junta rule that turned Myanmar into one of Asia's poorest and most repressive nations. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the White House is looking at specific targeted sanctions, both on individuals and on entities controlled by the military that enrich the military. The warnings from the U.S. came after Myanmar's generals ordered internet providers to restrict access to Facebook Thursday as people flocked to social media to voice opposition and share plans for disobedience. The country's top general justified his coup by alleging widespread voter fraud during November's election, in which Suu Kyi won in a huge landslide with her NLD party. President Joe Biden is ending U.S. military support for the war by its Saudi allies in Yemen, the White House said Thursday, ahead of the Democrats' first major foreign policy speech. He's going to announce an end to American support for offensive operations in Yemen, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters shortly before Biden was to make that speech at the U.S. State Department. That's a promise he made in the campaign that he will follow through on. The end of U.S. military support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting